Kum Len La Black Gemara. The Flamin Gimel of the second line from the top. The Mishnah says, "But Dini Mammon is you can then cancel your psak whether it's for the benefit of the guy Bein Lizchus Bein Lechayva." By Dini the first is you can only cancel the din if it's Lizchus, not if Lechayva. For a minu, let me ask you a question. We learned Dones Hadin if somebody went ahead and he paskened halacha zikas achayev. He just by mistake he found innocent somebody who was guilty or chiyav as a zakai. Or he found someone guilty who was really innocent. Timez atoy, he made something toy tame. He ruled that it was tame. Or tira satame, he ruled that it was toy. When it was tame, masha asa asa. The psak remains the way it is, but he's responsible. Responsible. The yishal on the base, he has to compensate that person that he paskin wrong against him. So how come our Mishnah says that he can reverse a psak, and there it says he cannot reverse a psak, and then you have to pay. So we can have a number of answers. Omer Rabbi Yisir, the first answer we're going to deal with because we're not going to be so happy. Rabbi Yisir says, "Leikasha, kan b'mumche, kan b'she'ena mumche. An ena mumche, his psak remains, and he has to compensate you. And why does his psak remain? By ena mumche, the psak remains because we'll say to the ena mumche, why are you changing your mind? You think your first psak was wrong, and now you're right. Maybe now you're wrong because you're not a mumche." So a mumche, an ene mumche cannot change, but a mumche, he made a mistake, and he says, "Look, I made a mistake." He could change the psak because he's a mumche, so we'll trust him that he made a mistake, and therefore there's no compensation because he just undoes the psak. So I'm mishnah a mumche. Says the Gemara, "Uve mumche marzina." So you tell me I'm mishnah a mumche, and therefore we can rescind the psak. Look, Tani, we learned im hoye mumche lebezin potem l'sham. If the mumche lebezin doesn't have to pay. Now, if you're going to tell me that it's psak remains intact, why shouldn't he have to pay? So obviously the pshat is that if you're going to say that his psak is undone, of course he doesn't pay. What did he pay for? What he just removes his psak, rescinds his psak. Obviously that said by saying potter shalom means the psak remains, and regardless, even though he paskin wrong, he's potter from paying. He has his professional indemnity. So what do you tell me? Our mishnah is saying a mumcha could change his mind. Fader shei a mumcha cannot change his mind. Amar Rav Nachman, it's not like this. This is a pshat. You can change the psak. Here we're talking about that the reason why you can change your mind is because you have someone greater than you and smarter than you, and he has a larger bezin than you. Therefore, they can overturn your psak. That's the pshat of Mishnah. In the braisa where he says you cannot change your pshat, he's talking about when there's nobody greater than you to change your pshat. We're not talking about a mumche here. A mumche take his din remains. We're talking about a non mumche. We don't trust a non mumche to change his own psak. But if it's somebody God will mend the chacham minyan, change the psak, fine. Then we will change the psak. That's what Amish is talking about. Okay, that's the first Rabbi Yisrael's answer. Says the Gemara. Rav Sheish says no. I'll give you another answer. Can shetob of our Mishnah? If our Mishnah is talking about you made a mistake against an offering of Mishnah, so therefore you can rescind the psak. Can shetob of shikol das? You made a mistake and you wait the way you weighed it up. You should have weighed it up another way, but you weighed it this way. But you know you cannot fault you and say you're totally wrong. Then the psak remains, but you got to compensate the guy because you shouldn't have passed it this way. Most, for example, Amar Rav Sheshes, Amar Rav Asi, Tov, but Vam Mishnah, you made a mistake against the Mefurish Mishnah, Chayzer, you rescind the Psak. Because it's not called a Psak. It's against the Mefurish Mishnah, how can you call that a Psak? Tov, Shikla Das, if you've made a mistake in the way you weigh things up, ain't a Chayzer, you don't cancel. Amale, and that's what the Braise is talking about, but you have to pay them out, unless you're a Mumcha. Amale, Ravin, Rav Ashi, what's considered Tov, Vam Mishnah? Is it only something Fashion of Teda? Or Mishnah, I feel the Torah, but I'm chiv Rabbi Yisha, even a Tesefta. I'm like, Inya, even a Tesefta, because you need to know Tesefta. What's the even by Tesefta? Look at Ashi, I feel the Torah, but I'm chiv, parallel to not the Gemara, but seven lines above it. I feel the Torah, but I'm chiv, says Ashi, Hai Dvar Mishnah de Ka'ama. You said Torah, but Dvar Mishnah. What's the Chilik Dvar Mishnah of Chiv Rabbi Yisha? It's like this. Torah and Kama, me, I mean, do we say that Filu Torah, but Dvar Mishnah, but Dvar Mishnah means also including Tesefta, the way of Chiv Rabbi Yisha. Says Rashi, what was about them? Shehem Sidru HaTesefta. They were the ones who organized the Tesefta. V'sosmu bo Masha Sosmu. And they made anonymous what they made anonymous. Or it was a stam mishnah, or what they stamped the seftas and they decided which way to rule. V'loy havi ika kol kach k'mishnah seinu. Their seftas are not as treasured, authoritative as our mishnah. And why? She'sos mer Rebbe. When Rebbe made a stam, we're talking about stams. When Rebbe made a stam, means he decided this is how shalach should be. Or tesefta, when they make a stam, this is what they decide halach should be. Why? Rebbe shehaya gadol mehem. Rebbe was greater in learning than them. Number one. Number two. V'chol ha'yeshiva mutzu etzli, that he had all the tanaim sitting by him in yeshiva ayideshu who nasi, because he was a nasi. Which yeshiva thing they went to? To Rebbe. V'diktiku imay bedvarim, and they analyzed every single sugya. V'hemidim abudim, and they paskin. So Rebbe was saying he was greater inside gadol, but we just said being gadol b'chacham minyan. Rebbe had both. Okay, so you need the chiyah doisha. Even Amroim already. And what's the difference in Amroim? Why should be different? Look at Asher filled with Rabbi Shmuel. The memory did who their psakim sheposku misvara shalehem v'loy havi masnisin el svara. You were actually thinking Amroim Tanoim. Tanoim is tradition. This is what they heard from the Rebbe. Heard from the Rebbe. That's Tanoim. And Amroim says Ashi is using their own svaras. That's why they're Amroim. They're a different league. Interesting in Ashi's distinction between Amoida and Atana.
So where did the Messiah get lost? At what point?
They weren't lost. Now we're adding svaras to these dinim. Well, we have the basis. We have the blueprints, the Mishnah. Now the Gemara, when you have the discussion, Rabbi Shmuel, this is svaras. Amalein, yeah. Then he said to him.
Does that mean that it's because the Mishnah makes a statement, and now you've got to fit facts into that statement?
So that's you cannot argue with the Mishnah. So now, yeah.
How do these facts? Do the facts fit the Mishnah?
Yeah.
The Mishnah is
the framework. You cannot go outside the framework.
Type,
Well, every time Rabbi Shmuel. Then he asked him, "What about us?" This is the Rabbi Shmuel, the first generation of Amoraim. So then Ravina said to Rashi, who remember Ravina Rashi put together the Gemara. He said to him, "I feel b'didi v'idach." What about if somebody doesn't know what we say? What I say? What you say? Amalei. So Ravashi said to him the famous saying. What do you think we are? Kapusmach anan katli kana ba'agmanan. You think we just chop trees down in the swamps? In other words, you think we just collect the wood? You think we just collect Mamori Chazal? We have input also. You think we just katli kani ba'agmanan? We also have input. Rashi. Otto anan katli kani ba'agmanan. Achri Shemar told you, Sha'af hatoi b'div ha'moroim achroinim choizid. Even, I'm not sure we say achmanan achroinim because Rav Shmuel was achmanan achroinim. Probably is a mistake. He says achedim. I mean, achedim. Achedim should be a rishonim. My great yusim b'dachinini. Why should we be worse than another amoraim? Cut the kani, koitze kaniim. They chop down reeds or melak the eitzim and they collect wood. No, you think all we are doing here is collecting what the previous amoraim are saying? We're having shakla v'tayi our own. Does anyone invite? Okay. Hey, chidami shigla. What's an example of somebody who weighs something up wrong? They were arguing with each other. We didn't make a decisive ruling. The ikri, it happened. He followed one of the opinions. The sugya d'shmaita. But if you follow the general the consensus, the gemara, as likidach, it seems like the gemara follows the other way. Hainu shikol hadas. That's what shikol hadas is. So therefore, the psak remains. You can't say it's a mistake, but you got to reimburse the guy. So you, Rav Sheshi, came along and said that a Torah but Vav Mishnah, the din falls apart. A Torah b'shikol das, the din remained, but you got to compensate. Let me ask you a question. We learned, and we had to be places as well. Maise b'poter, there was a story with a bull. Shel beis menachem, shenitlo ha'em, so they took out its uterus. Ve'chila raptar from the club. They took out the uterus, so it's a balmum. And Rav Tarfon gave it to feed the dogs. He calls it a treifa. He said his animal can't live, can't survive, so therefore it's a treifa. You can't give it to eat, so he gave it to the dogs. No. They pulled down the uterus. They wanted the animal to be strong and not to give birth to any animals. This was a cow. They took out a cow, and they took out the uterus, shouldn't be able to give birth to any animals. So he said, oh, it's a treifa.
So they gave the uterus.
So Rav Tarfon, they took the two uterus out. They didn't want the cow to be able to bear children.
Does that make the animal?
So he decided that the animal is treif. No, you can't survive. Treif means you cannot survive 12 months. He said the animal cannot survive 12 months. And therefore, he paskined, Rav Tarfon paskined, and he gave it to the dogs. Treif. Okay, but what happened was, Chacham B'Yam heard about it. They said, there's nothing wrong with this animal. It's kosher. Why? Because Sha'amar Taidus Araifa, because Taidus Araifa said, and we had a few times in Psochim and other places, Ain Parah v'chazeda yitzas b'Alexandrus Mitzrayim. In Alexandrus Mitzrayim, they coveted their animals. Like the horses we will going to tell you next week. Other animals as well. They wanted that nobody can breed their animals anywhere else. So they took out all the uteruses of any animal that they exported from Mitzrayim. They took out the uterus. But the animal will live. Otherwise, how can you sell an animal that's going to die within 12 months? So they knew how to take it out without turning the animal to a treifa. So they said, "Ain potter, not a cow, or chazer, or a pig." Yoytzas, from Alexander of Mitzrayim. So we know that in those days there were no Muslims because they ate pigs. They leave the Alexander of Mitzrayim. Unless they cut out its uterus, kadesh like Taylor. They didn't want it to breed their animals anywhere else. A bazei, it's not treif. Those animals were strong enough and their constitution was strong that they can live, survive. Omar Rav Tarfon then said, bowed in head and shame, and he said, Tarfon, sell your donkey because you got to reimburse. You're paskin' wrong, and you got to reimburse the guy. Now, Omar Tarfon said to him, don't worry, don't feel bad. You know, you don't have to reimburse anybody. You should call Rabbi the question is, according to you, Rav Sheish, is that if it's a Torah about Mishnah, then there's no psak. So what was he holding? Why were he worried about reimbursing the guy? The psak falls away. It's not treif anymore. The Emi, so this is Ram Luna's question. Oh, 1 second, we'll get the more we'll talk about it in a minute. Right now, this is Ram Luna's question to Rav Sheshes. The Emi, and if it's true, Lay Malay, let him say to him, Toye Bedva Mishnah Atom, you made a mistake against the Fursha Mishnah, the Toye Mishnah Chayze, the whole din, you can rescind your psak. Says him, what are you right? Chodah va'oikoma. Rav Kiva is giving him two reasons why he doesn't have to worry. Number one, Chodah, the Torah Mishnah, first of all, your Torah Mishnah, so the psak is always psak. But Torah Mishnah, Chayze, number one. The second thing is, let's say this is not called Va Mishnah, because not everybody knows about this. Torah Sarefi said something, maybe Rav Tarfon was not chuyiv to know what Torah Sarefi said. But Va'oidinami B'Shikol Das, he said, even want to argue this is maybe not called Torah Mishnah. Maybe this is called a Torah B'Shikol Das, because it's not Mefurish. I want you to know that a Mumche L'Rab Mata, you're considered a Mumche, you have professional indemnity. V'chol a Mumche L'Rab, impart him L'Shalm, you don't have to pay. That's what the so there's no cash. Mumche L'Rab we had before was that the Bezin gave permission to Paskin, that's all. Yeah. So he has a professional indemnity, like any judge.
So you have the theory and the practice side are very separate.
Says the Gemara, Omer Nachum Yitzchol Rav, the Maikom Moisiv Rav Amnul Rav Sheishes. Rav Nachum Yitzchol said to Rav, I don't understand the Chil Rav Amnul's Kasha. He's asking a question from Porter, like Moshe just asked. Porter, how do you chil klavim? So what are the rescind the psak? How's that going to help? Rav Akiva gave the animal to eat the dogs. The dog ate it up already. He's gone. You can't reverse it, it's over. The lesser the tether is no longer around to be able to return it. So what's Rabbi Nuna's question? Let's say that who asked this question was, why didn't Rabbi Kiva just say that the Torah mission and the psak falls away? Doesn't help if the psak falls away, but the dog is gone. This is what Rabbi Kiva was trying to say. This is what Rabbi Nuna was asking. If you can tell me that your chiddush is wrong, and whether you're Torah Rav Mishnah, whether you're Torah B'Shikol Das, the psak does not fall to the side. In other words, come dinner once out of Paskins, as they blipe this, it's set in concrete, it cannot be reversed. Said Hein the Kamavcher Tarfon. Tarfon was worried. The psak remains, and it will cause damage, and therefore he has to reimburse the guy. Therefore, Rabbi Kiva said to him, don't panic. Come alei mumchil beznat, you have professional indemnity, and don't worry. What are you going to say? Torah Rav Mishnah Choize, but you can say one like Rav Sheshes. The whole din falls away. Lay Malay, let the Rabbi Kiva say to him, Kivun the Ilu Habe Potter, Dinuch Lavdin. If the Potter would have been around, your psak would have been rescinded. It's not a psak. Velay Klum Avarta, Hashanam Kavarta. So what are you worried about? If the psak falls away, so the psak falls away, it's gone. And if the cow would have been there, you just reverse the cow. Now the cow's not here. So found the cow's not here. Why would you have to pay? You're the one who caused the damage. You paskind, but you're only a grumman. This Gemara holds that a grumman is part of a nizikin.
the other thing they could have done is actually stay away for 6 months, see this animal still walking around after 6 months.
Yeah, but he had no shaila. He had no shaila. He thought that it was one of the Yudchis Teifus or other Teifus. So the bottom line, the Gemara is holding here that if you pass him wrong and somebody did something wrong based on that, you're only a grumma. And if the din falls to the... If the din remains, then you're not just a grummer. You're paskin wrong and you're pushing it all the time. You have to pay in damage. But if you hold a Torah Mishnah, I mean, the whole din is rescinded, so you didn't paskin anymore. Nor vos, you told the guy something wrong. It wasn't a psak, because the psak, retrospectively, was never a psak. You just suggested to him that he should get rid of the dog and get rid of his cow. So you're a grummer. You didn't do it, he did it. You caused it. Okay, grummer. That's it, you're potter. That's what I was saying. Not at all. Dina Shemaim. We had it in Hakainis. So the Gemara, Rav Chisda Amar, Rav Chisda says, another answer. Rav Chisda says, no, there's a big difference. That the chiluk in the Braisa and the Mishnah is, can't you not tell the Nassim Beyat in the Braisa? Remember, in the Braisa, when it says, he's Metami, the Toyer, Mezaki, the Chayiv, he went physically, not only he paskened, he picked up the money and gave it to the guy. He took the tumma and he took the taras and he paskened the tummy and he made a tummy. So he went and he did, he was a mazik b'yadayim. So therefore, he has to reimburse the guy. And he only caused it. He made a psak, which is wrong. But he's only a grummer. And a grummer is part of, says the Gemara, okay, now let's see, how do you get a case in the braisa of... If you said something is treif, or if you and you take it and you give it to the dogs, you're not almost bayad. But if you said it's treif and then the guy gets rid of it, then you're just a psak. Same with tamay. Same thing. Says the Gemara, I don't understand. Not in all cases do you have a case of not almost bayad. For example, the Gemara bishleim chiyev says zakay. He told the guy he's innocent. You're chayev to pay. I can understand how the dying got involved. He took the money out of the nitva's pocket. He said, "Give me the money. Give me the $100," and then he passed it on to the malva. Okay, so there was a notl nosam yad, and if it was wrong, he has to reimburse the guy. Makes sense. He's going to notl the nosam yad. Elazik is a chayev mishkachesla. If he said to the guy, "You don't have to pay," so what do you do? Nothing. So what do you mean that there's not? And yet it says in the braisa he has to reimburse the guy for what? He was not notl nosam yad. If I say, you know what, you don't have to pay the $100 to the malva. So what am I doing? Nothing. Where's my notl v'nosam b'yad? And yet the Brai says, I have to reimburse the guy. I have to reimburse the malva for passing me wrong. Where's the notl v'nosam b'yad? Hei chemish lo, and for the Gemara, normally potter ato. I said to him, you don't have to pay. Nu. V'holoi notl v'nosam b'yad. So he answered, kiven the oma potter ato. If I say that you are potter, it's kemoish notl v'nosam b'yad on me. Because since you're holding on the money, the money is sitting in your bank, and I'm telling you, don't have to pay it, as if I'm putting the money right back into your account again. Because till now, there's a lien on your money, like there's a lien, and now I'm saying, keep the money. I took the lien off. It's as if I picked up the money and gave it in your hand. I did something here. So therefore, I have to reimburse you. So for Gemara, let's go to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that you're telling me our Mishnah was loy notl nasamiyad, and machzidin l'choyva l'schusa. What do you mean marzidin l'choyv? And I don't have to reimburse you. Marzidin l'choyv is, I say, first I paskin you're innocent, and then I change my mind, I say you're guilty. But you're telling me the moment I paskin you're innocent, that not l'choyv l'choyv l'choyv. So why I don't have to reimburse you?
So why do you say something with shtar is something grommel? If you're doing the shtar, therefore the shibut on the kark is a different sort of shibut.
But it's still a grommel, it's a distant thing. Here,
I'm
the one who's paskining that you're the mochel. I'm passing mochel. There you have nothing to collect with. Why you can't collect? He still owes you the money. You just can't prove it. Here, I'm cutting it off. Elamas nisin diktani dini mamlis machzidin bein l'schus bein l'choyiv. In the case of choy bishleim l'schus. So first I found you guilty. So I didn't take the money. I just said pay him. So I was loin not l'nosam b'yad. I didn't have to reimburse you. Mishkach l'mal mikod echayvat. Loin not l'nosam b'yad. I didn't take the money personally. El l'choyiv. What does l'choyiv mean? First I said you're innocent, and according to you, when I say you're innocent, it's as if I took the money and put it in your bank account. No. So how come I don't have to reimburse you when I change my mind? Heichim mishkach l'mal. The amale potterato, right? I said you're potter. Viki, but Ami just said kiven amale potterato is kemoishin notl nosam b'yad on me. Says if you gave in hand. Says the Gemara, you're right. But our mission means chodok tani. When our mission says machzin and bein lechayva bein lechus, not two cases. It's the mission is talking about what you did was you changed your mind lechus. All you did was the only thing you're allowed to do is change your mind lechus, and that's when you are indemnified. Achila said you're chayiv, and I didn't take any money, and then I said lechus. So what do you mean bein lechayva? Because when I change lechus, I'm hurting somebody else. In the case of commercial law, every time you help one person, the other person is being impacted. So bein l'schus bein l'chayiv is not two cases, one case. I can change l'schus from chayiv, and at the same time, I'm making a chayiv to the other guy, right, to the malva. Before I passed the malva was right, now I'm passing the malva was wrong. So the chadak tani, it's like one case. The din imamid is marzid in l'schus, he chayiv freidi gemara. So then when the Mishnah says by din l'fashas, you're not allowed to change your mind. You cannot change your mind from if you chatchilah found somebody chayv, you cannot change the chus. You're saying it means is that every time you say chayv is chus, you're mezaket to one person, you're hurting somebody else. If you're finding the kavosik alafoshes, when it says in the Mishnah, you're allowed to change the chus, which and not the chayv, which means. Where there is a chayv to somebody else. Who is there a chayv to when you're finding the murder, the alleged murder, you find him innocent? Who are you hurting? The guy is dead, is dead regardless. So who are you hurting there over here? You're saying that when it says in the Mishnah, we're talking about one incident. That one incident can be schus chayv at the same time. How about din afashas if we decide that we could be machzir the chus, we say the murderer, you're innocent, you're not guilty, and we hurt somebody. Who do we hurt? Says the Gemara. Oh. Says the Gemara, the Kavasi Gam Lefosh, Marzin Lechus, but a Marzin Lechayv, Marzin Lechus, Chus Grey Dosa, Chus alone, but a Marzin Lechayv, Lechushi Chayv. You cannot, says it, you cannot return, when it says in the Mishnah, you cannot return by Din Lefosh, you cannot reverse the Chus. If you find the guy innocent, you cannot then turn on Lechayv, because what it means is not that he cannot turn on Lechayv, it means that this Chus that becomes a Chayv, we don't care. Chushi Chayv, Chayvas is the man. What do you mean you cannot turn to the Chus which is going to hurt somebody else? Who are you hurting? Holy kasha. You know what it means? Chayvasei the goyel adam. The goyel adam, his blood is simmering, and he wants to avenge his next of kin's death, and you're not preventing him. So what are you telling me? We're not allowed to reverse and find this guy guilty if you're hurting somebody else. Right? You're not allowed to do the chayva. You're telling me chayva doesn't mean chayva. Chayva means a schus, which is a chayva to somebody else. By din imam is a schus, which is a chayva to somebody else. You could do it, you could change too. But by din fash is a schus, which is somebody else, you can't. And what's he telling me? The next king wants to take revenge. So we're going to kill an innocent man because we want to give these guys a pleasure of killing somebody, taking revenge? What does that mean? We're going to kill this guy here. Maybe he's not innocent. We're not going to look for anymore for his innocence because we're hurting. It doesn't make sense. My bein. Also, the Mishnah says bein l'chayv and bein l'schus. Sounds like it's two separate cases. You're telling me it's one case. It sounds like it's two separate cases altogether. Kasha, it's not a kasha. Go back to the original question. The Mishnah of Braisa. Why in the Mishnah are you impugned from paying any money? And why in the Braisa says you have to pay? Ravina says, you know why? Keep going. For example. So he said, again, our Mishnah is talking about, the Braisa is talking about where you physically intervene, so therefore you have to pay. Our Mishnah is talking about you did not physically intervene, you have to pay. I asked a question, so what it says, so L'chayda, Zika is a chayv, I found you innocent, and then I want to change my mind. I don't have to pay, but L'chayda, the moment I find you innocent, it's Nosem Nosem Yad. So then you went to the Braisa, you said, so what do you mean that... that you asked the Braisa, if I found the guy innocent, then I want to change it, I have to pay. Where was my not miyad? So first we answered the fact that you're meichel, that's considered as if you put the money. Now we had a problem with that from our Mishnah. I'll give you another answer. You know why it's not miyad? The malva had a mashkin in his hand for the loan. Now that you paskin that the leiver doesn't have to pay, you, the bezin, took the mashkin away from the malva and returned the security to the leiver. You intervened personally. So therefore, if you were wrong, you have to pay. Our Mishnah said, well, there was no mashkin. So when you said that you don't have to pay, what did I do? I didn't get involved. And being Michael doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Remember we had a chakira by mechila. What's mechila? Mechila means I walk away from it. And mechila means I'm giving it to you. When you owe me $100, I know what? I forgive you the loan. Is it pshat? It's like I just gave you $100? Or the pshat is... exactly. Like I walk away, you never owe me the money. And that's the two sides. If it means I'm giving it to you something, that's what the answer was. That's like nosav and nosav biyad. It's like I gave it. Who gave it to you? I'm the one who's meichel you. I'm paskening, so I'm the one who's creating this mechila. So it's like I put it in your bank account. That was the first. That was a chizah. And Ravina says no. Mechila means you're walking away. I didn't give anything. I'm just saying that you never owe the money. So therefore, I'm not giving you anything. But the word here is how did I intervene? Because of the mashkin.
Would there be enough gemina? Remember, we spoke about the tumas hanor that someone has from forgiving a debt. We discussed it. Would you be mekadosh a woman with that tumas hanor? So, is the nafgemina here? If you lechatchila, you were abolished. There was never a loan. It's your money.
But you cannot be mechil. You cannot be mekadosh a woman with a milva. You cannot. But hanoas mechil with milva.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying.
I cannot be mekadosh a mechil. No. Either way, I cannot be mekadosh a mechil with milva either. Because nothing tangible, even though I'm giving you something tangible. Hanoah's mechilim, but I'm saying, let's focus. Don't you feel good now? That hanoah must be worth something. How much would you have to pay, like Rashi says,
to get
someone to convince me not to collect the money? That enjoyment, what you saved, Rashi says, that you saved the dollar that you would have to pay, that's the hanoah.
It all depends on whether you did or not give him a loan. You remember it or not?
Yeah, you obviously say that there's a loan.
If there is a loan, if everybody agrees there's a loan, but you work on that loan, you have the filler, you want to be the question is
am I giving you something now?
Value? Is she getting value?
But is she getting something now?
Yeah.
So what'd you say, Moshe?
Well, I can just say it's years, she's a third option.
What do you use?
There's
a big machlek as if years b'chayiv helps. If I'm a yaish and a chayiv, you don't owe me anymore. If I'm a yaish, I'll ever collect money from you. And then tomorrow you make $1 million from the tax lotto. You still owe me the money or not? There's a big machlek as tzos and the sivis, where the years by chayiv is chal or not. Because chayiv is not tangible. So what's the yish chal on?
I can't remember exactly who I lent to. And I'm a yish, because I don't know who I lent to on yish. And you are money, and you hear him say yish.
Same question. That's the question.
You have to come up and say yish.
Exact same machlek. If yish held by chayiv enough. Let's go back to him. Tell him what we learned. Teammates, a toy. What's the case of a toy? To argue sheddes, he took a sheddes and he touched everything. Tea, that's a tummy, metai the tummy. Even be perosi, he mixed between all the plates. So he intervened. Dinin the fashes. Thought about we learned. Menayil yoyz beis the chayiv. How do you know if you walk out of bed the chayiv? Amad echad yesh lelam lo schus. How do you know that if somebody says, "Look, I can find a schus for him"? Menayil she magzin oyz, we bring him right back to the bezin to try to find him innocent. I'm alone. Menoki, if he's innocent, I'll tarik. I don't want you to kill an innocent person. I'll tarik. Umenayil yoyz the bezin zaka. If he came out of bezin innocent, amad echad yesh lelam lo chayiv. I can have new evidence to incriminate him. Menayin shame machzin amayz, if we don't return him. Tamalay metzadik, if he's found innocent, al tahari. We don't kill once he's found innocent, al tahari, don't kill. Amrashi Barashi, if chilup full of maces, when it comes to in this week's parasha, the maces who tries to seduce others, induce others through avedas, we don't punkvaket. If he came out of court innocent, somebody can incriminate him, send right back. If it came out of guilty of court, somebody said I can find him innocent, don't take him back. The chsiv loy sachma loy sechasalav, don't protect him and don't know rachmanis. Rav Kahani, Rav Kahana Masi, from the following pasuk, it says in the pasuk, Michi Horeig Targenu. It said that you should be the first one to kill him, the Edom. If somebody's chayiv goyis my, do we say the same like the fashas that we try to find him only innocent and we don't allow them somebody come from guilty? So we say retzeach retzeach. We learn like the shava from retzeach. It says by chayiv mitzvah you must have retzeach, and it says by chayiv goyis shomer goyis shomer retzeach. Chayiv malkis. What about chayiv malkis? Also, we have the same din about the innocent and guilty. Asya, we learn out. Rosha. Says Yashe Rosha lumbers by dini misa. And Malkis says v'hoyim bin hakis Rosha. Tanya, now we learn. Chayiv go yimanayin asya. Let's say chayiv malkis. I say Rosha. Ve'ei marzin lechayiv. We don't reverse the psak. If you can find new evidence to incriminate him, Amar Chibar Abba Meirchanan, who should talk bedover she'ein nazdukim moedim boy? We're talking about only if the mistake is something that tzedukim are not moedim. But if it's a mafurish, tzedukim only moedim was mafurish in the Torah. If it's a mafurish in the Torah, azay, then even though you paskin differently and innocent, you find the guy innocent, you have to go back into court. Could you imagine a bezin paskin against the Torah? Obviously, they had those kind of bezins in those days also, and even though a pasuk chumash. And they can pass against the tail. I will talk about those as looking maiden boy. If they're mistaken, they say something as looking maiden. Zil kodi bedavu. Every kid knows it. So therefore, it's not a psak. You can't call it a psak at all. And therefore, even though you found him innocent, if now you realize you made a mistake, you got to find him guilty. You got to find him guilty because we can't call it a psak.
By the only one who
basically, know the black, the letter of the exactly what the Torah says. No pshatim, no pshat lagonished. What about Tor benoyev v'noyefes mahu? If they made a mistake about an adulterer with a married woman and so on and so forth. When it comes to Reitzeach, there are many pratim in Reitzeach. Maybe we learned a few years ago that And it's chumash that you have to have a stone. You have to have a stone that can kedei lahamis. If you heard of something that couldn't really have killed him, then we say maybe he himself already was fragile. Blah blah blah. All of these dinim, these additional dinim, are not in the Torah. So therefore, it's possible to well, you found the minister that's Azazas. But come to Nevi Nefer, it's pretty clear cut. You're married. She's a married woman. You don't have any fear together. There's no pitchiklach over there. There's no pshatlach. That's how it is. So what happens in that case over there? There's no mistake. You can't make any mistakes. Amale, he said to him, "Ademoydech yakid." While you're burning the fire, zil koitz karach. Go ahead and vitzoli. Go cut off your pumpkins over there, and vitzoli, and go ahead and grill it.
While the fire's burning.
No, but what are you asking me? Think for a minute. The whole thing takes a few seconds. Don't you realize? I just said anything that's lukma moida is not a psak. This obviously is lukma moida about noyev and nefesh. So what are you asking me? No, you're asking a question. Stop for the sake of asking. Think about it, and you don't need that much time to think. As long as it takes a grill, a gird, which is very quick, in 2 seconds you realize what a silly question is. So let's say in Noyev and Ephes, is there any case at all where you can be Ein Chayzin? Because it says in the Mishnah, Din of Fashis. Din of Fashis has to canvass every kind of Din of Fashis. On Noyev and Ephes, let's get Chay Misa. Is there a case where in the Mishnah where we'll say that Marzilin Leschuz Ve'en Marzilin Lechayve by Noyev and Ephes? Is yes. On Rabbi Yechon, there is a Din, one Din that's Lukman Ad Moida. Kigon Shetar Shalai Kedarka. Stukin hold, only if you did it the normal way of Ish V'Isha. What about Shalai Kedarka, not the normal way? They say that's not Noyev and Ephes. But we learn out, because it says Mishkeve Isha in plural, that makes no difference, Kedarka or Shalai Kedarka. That's very drash. So that's already something that, you know, that doesn't make a mistake. And we say, Fafam, leave it. Din Imamad Haka, by Din Imamad, everyone can come in forward and say, look, I have something, I have new evidence to either hurt the guy or help the guy. Who's everybody? Hakel, afilu edim. It seems to me that even the witnesses themselves who came out against the defendant now can say, oh, I have a schus for the defendant. As modern as it is, they can. So the chayde name of Maslis in Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi. Let us say that our Mishnah followed Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, v'loi Rabbanan, followed Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, and now the Rabbanan. The Tanya, which Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda, which Rabbanan, we learned. It says in the Pasig, v'eid echad, that anybody who kills, you know, kills an aid, kills somebody by aidim, and you know whatever gets killed, and an aid echad should not be there to testify. It says v'eid echad le'yan le'benefesh. When should an aid echad not answer when it comes to a nefesh? Bainless chuz loyalim, they shouldn't say anything after the eight as well. Bainless chuz, bainless chayva. They cannot add anything. Rabbi Yisrael ben Chayula, but oyne l'schus, but ain oyne l'chayva. Rabbi Yisrael says that he answers l'schus, but he cannot answer l'chayva. In other words, you see here from the killer world, by din l'fashis, even the aid can after add the aid who said that this guy is the murderer and the victim can come along and say that even the aid can come along and say that. I have some way to finding this guy innocent. The same guy that I just, testified is guilty. I have a way of saying that he's innocent. We accept that. So Chayda our Mishnah says Hakel. Everyone can be Marzal. Agrees. Rabbi Yehuda. Omer Papa loved Afke. Maybe our Mishnah means Be'echem and Tamidim Divi Hakel. Who said it means one of the agents? Says Hakel means even someone who's not qualified to be a judge is only a student. If he can find a schus for this alleged murder, perpetrator of the crime, he should be allowed. Freddy Gemara, my time with Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda. What's the svar of Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda? Because on my cross, says the pasuk, Eid Echad Lo Yane B'Nefesh, says the pasuk, Lamus. He should not intervene when he's trying to put the guy to death. Lamus Zudu Lo Einoini. He cannot come forward and say, oh, I have another way of finding him guilty. Avol Lizchus Oine. But if he say, I have a way of finding him innocent, we believe him. Rabbanon. What's the svar of Rabbanon? Amarish Lakish Mishun Merzik in the Gay Be'edusa. Very interesting. Does it make sense that the Edim who say that he came to Bezin, say that he's a murderer, now coming along and trying to find ways to say he's innocent? He said, I'll tell you what's going on here. What's going on behind the scenes? The din is once Edim say Edis, they cannot rescind their Edis. They cannot retract. These Edim are liars. And they don't want this guy to get killed. They wanted to scare him, or they're scared that some other people know that they weren't there at the time, and they're going to aim they'll get killed. So therefore, they're going to make sure that now, they chapzich after what they did, so they're going to make sure right now that the guy will come out innocent. So now he gets up there and he's trying to come up all these different ways and make the guy innocent. So we know what he's up to. That's why we don't listen to anything he has to say.
So why don't we reject the original?
We can't prove it. We have to. We haven't. have no idea. So merze, it appears, can I gave it as well. It doesn't make sense. You saw him kill somebody, and you came to court to testify that he's a murderer, and now you're coming along and saying he's innocent. It doesn't make sense.
Why should we be mekabel his original aidus?
Because he can't change your mind.
This is going to end up an innocent man's going to be killed based on the testimony of someone who we know is a liar.
I don't know what you're saying. The moment you finish your aidus, we don't listen to a word you say afterwards. So what do you know? We're not going to let him come afterwards. If he does say something, we ignore totally what he says. Because so all we have is the aidus that this guy's a murderer. And we ask him all the right questions, and he answers all the right answers. So end of story. Like Shem Meshotach, you know, we'll see Rashi Sanhedrin in 10 days now. We'll see a beautiful Rashi. The story of Shem Meshotach and his son. According to Rabbanu, what do they do with the pasuk Lomus? It says the Loyane Lomus, but it sounds chusik viyud. Mukmilei be'echem tamidim. Over there, it's talking about one of the tamidim. Kiritanya. We look in the Braise as follows. Omar echem the edim yeshi lamin of schus. Minayin how do you know she ain't shaming loy? We don't listen to an eid tamalei min edech layana. Or minayin how do you know le'echem the tamidim shama yeshi lamin of chayve minayin she ain't shaming loy by a tamid? Only if his chayve would listen tamalei min echod layana benefesh lamuz. We take after the word the eid, we put a full stop. It says in the positive eight echad layanid benefesh lamuz. We put a full stop over the eight, finished, and then we say echad any one of the tamidim layanid benefesh lamuz. You cannot go lechay, but lamuzchus you can. But eight did not believe. Okay, Shabbos everybody.